بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى After concluding with the clarification of the first principle, who is the Lord, the Rabb, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Khaliq, the Bari, al-Musawwir, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and sustainer, the provider, the one who has brought everything into its existence and given it life, and most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has the dominion and authority in his hand. In clarification that, هذا الرب العظيم سبحانه وتعالى هو المعبود He is the one who is worthy of worship And after clarifying some of those aspects of worship The author he began الأصل الثاني الأصل الثاني من هذه الأصول الثلاثة العظيمة He began the second principle The second fundamental and foundation which is incumbent and an obligation upon every Muslim to learn الأصل الثاني The author, he says, معرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة To know the religion of Al-Islam with أدلة, with the proof. معرفة دين الإسلام To know the religion of Al-Islam بالأدلة بالأدلة In our previous class, we encourage the brothers and sisters and the children likewise, and the youth, to memorize this definition, the definition of Al-Islam. The definition of Al-Islam وهو الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله والبراءة من الشرك وأهله Rather, we encourage the brothers and sisters and the youth likewise to memorize this whole text and to understand it But at bare minimum, memorize some portions of it like this definition here The definition of Al-Islam And to understand and to know Al-Islam with evidence and proof. And it is to surrender, to submit to Allah with Tawheed. And to comply to Him in obedience. Meaning complying to His commandments and staying away from His prohibitions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to free oneself from polytheism and paganism. To free oneself from associating partners with Allah and worship from every aspect. Major and minor. Major and minor. Shirk. وَأَهْلِهِ and the people of shirk likewise. If we look at the statement of the author, we see that methodology, that beautiful manhaj, المنهج السلفي في مسائل الدين والتلقي للشريعة وعلوم الدين, how the methodology of the author, that Salafi methodology and that beautiful path and that correct way of understanding the religion and of learning the deen and the sciences of Al-Islam. He says here, just as has proceeded in this work, and we have seen other examples of this in this work and in other works of the Imam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, in that methodology, ma'rifatu, this second principle, ma'rifatu deen al-Islam, kayfa tatimmu hadhihi al-ma'rifa, he says, bil-adilla. بالأدلة لا بالهوى ولا بالمنام ولا بالآراء نعم to know the religion of Al-Islam with the evidence with the proof يعني بالأدلة من الكتاب والسنة بالأدلة من الكتاب والسنة with evidences from the book and from the Sunnah not to claim to know or to have understanding of Al-Islam based upon desires and whims based upon what somebody saw in a dream. Some people, their Islam, maybe it even sounds silly to some people who are unaware of this reality, but there are some people who ascribe to Islam, there are some Muslims, and the actions that they perform and the creed that they have is based upon what somebody saw in a dream. Somebody saw in a dream that such and such came to him, or such and such happened in a dream, and then after that he takes it as a deen. And then he calls people to it, and they believe him, and they take it as their deen. Now, man, this is from specifically the ways of the Turuqiyya and the Sufiyya. They have the likes of this. Others, they have the opinions of people. the opinions of men. Their deen is based upon the opinions of men, without any evidence from the book and the sunnah. But rather the author, he is giving us this beautiful tarbiyah, and the way of the pious predecessors, and the way of those upright and pious and righteous Muslims who have preceded, is that they understand the religion by Islam based upon adillah, based upon adillah. As we have seen previously in many classes, al-Islam, there's many aspects of al-Islam. There are creed and beliefs, there are deeds and actions, there are statements. All of this is considered from al-Islam and ibadah. Al-Islam هو العبادة, إخلاص العبادة لله وحده سبحانه وتعالى. There are many aspects that are included in al-Islam, yani different issues, yani مسائل مختلفة, مسائل مختلفة, مسائل عقدية, مسائل عبادية, أو مسائل تتعلق بالعبادة, مسائل في المعاملات, وهكذا مسائل مختلفة. But at Islam, هذه مسائل تكون مقرونة بأدلتها. So at Islam هو مسائل والدلائل. مسائل والدلائل, يعني evidences, or excuse me, issues, religious issues in belief and action, creed and worship and transaction, so on and so forth, manners and conduct. All of this is coupled with the evidence. The second principle the author he mentions, معرفته الدين الإسلامي بالأدلة, with the proof. والدليل هو قال الله وقال رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا هو الدليل. الدليل is what Allah has said in his book and what has been reported authentically on the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the دليل. This is the evidence. And this is the way to understand the religion of al-Islam. It has been narrated about Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala that he was heard many times. Many times his students would hear from him that he would say this very beneficial statement. And he would mention to them many times, and it has been repeated from him, rahimahullah ta'ala, man faraqa al-dalil dhalla al-sabil, that whoever separate himself from the evidence, then he will go astray from the path. وَلَا دَلِيلَ إِلَّا بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ. And there is no evidence or no proof. There is no proof except for with what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has come with. Except for what the Prophet has come with. مَنْ فَرَقَ الدَّلِيلَ ضَلَّ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا دَلِيلَ إِلَّا بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. That whoever separate himself from the evidence, then he will be misguided and be led away from the path. And there is no evidence except for with what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come with. Naam. Also, from the statements of the ulama and that meaning, what has come in the explanation of Tahawi ibn Abdul Izz, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, كَيْفَ يُرَامُ الْوُصُولِ إِلَى عِلْمِ الْأُصُولِ بِغَيْرِ مَا جَعَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How could somebody ever think that they could arrive to the knowledge of the fundamentals of the deen with something other than what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come with? And how can anybody ever think that they will understand the usul of the deen, yani tawheed? How will they know about Allah and His attributes? How will they know about the correct belief in the angels and in the books and in the messengers? How will they know about the correct creed and the decree and in the last day? And so on and so forth in the affairs of the fundamentals of the deen, if they do not understand this based upon what the Messenger has come with. كيف يرام الوصول إلى علم الأصول بغير ما جاء به الرسول. يعني هذا لا يمكن. They will never make it. They will never be able to understand the fundamentals of this deen, nor the subsidiary issues, if they have left that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come with. So in the very beginning here at Aslul Thani, we benefit this benefit again. It's being repeated. And this is the methodology that will continue with the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, and this is an indication that this is the way of Ahl Sunnah, and this is the way of a Muslim, and this is how we should be in our life. That a Muslim, he strives to learn his religion, and he strives to know his deen based upon the evidence in the book and in the Sunnah. Based upon the evidence in the book and the Sunnah. Now, not based upon the desires or the whims of the people, and not blind following so-and-so, no matter how great the status may be, but rather he would try to understand his religion upon insight and clarification, learning the Qur'an and learning the Sunnah and learning the methodology of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and those after them from the ulama of Hadith, to be upon clarity. Now, so the author, he says, Ma'rifatu deen al-Islami bil-adillah. Deen al-Islam. Deen. Ma ma'na deen. Ma ma'na ad-deen. What is the meaning of this word deen? Ma'rifatu deen al-Islami bil-adillah. To know the deen of al-Islam with evidence. The word deen sometimes is translated to mean religion. To mean religion. But in reality, the deen of al-Islam is a religion, but it's an all-encompassing way of life. It's an all-encompassing way of life. Religion, people in the West, whenever that word is understood, they think about aspects that are related to the Creator. And to Allah Azza wa Jal only. But the deen of al-Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has completed it and perfected it, and it has encompassed the entire life of the human being from every aspect. And also, all of this aspect is related back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who has legislated and clarified it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not only restricted to prayer and the spiritual aspect, but rather also to the life of the human being from every aspect, and his affairs with his family, and his affairs with his wealth, and his affairs with his trading and buying, and his manners and his conduct and his speech and his action, as well as the spiritual affairs likewise. This is all included in the deen of al-Islam. In the Arabic language, the word deen, it has many meanings, and linguistically it has the meaning of ta'ah. The word deen, from the meanings of the word deen, ta'ah, and the obedience. Likewise, from the meanings of the word deen, al-inqiyad. Who knows that meaning? Al-inqiyad, hadha shartun li shuruti la ilaha illallah. Al-inqiyad, yani compliance. Compliance, that's from the meaning of al-Islam. From the meaning of deen. The meaning of the word al-deen, al-ta'atu, wal-inqiyadu, wal-dhillah, al-dhillah, wal-qahr. Al-dhillah is humbleness and submissiveness. And qahr, to overcome. And also to compliance and submission. And obedience. These are all from the words of the meaning of the word deen. Also like al-khudu', al-khudu'u. Also the word deen, it has these meanings. Also from the meanings of the word ad-deen, al-jaza' wal-mukafa'a. Al-jaza' wal-mukafa'a. Yani reckoning and accountability and recompense. All of these meanings come from, are found and understood from the word deen. From the word ad-deen. Ad-deen, it comes from the verb dana. Dana yadinu. Din. Deenan. Wa aylan. Deenan. Wa aylan. Diyanatan. Diyanatan. So you say dana lahu yadinu deenan. Yani, idha inqada lahu wa khada'a lahu. If a person dana lahu wa yadinu lahu. And meaning that he surrendered to him and he submitted and he complied to him. This word deen. Naam. And you say fulan dayyin, meaning he's a person of deen. Aw mutadayyin, meaning he's a religious individual. Naam. And the likes like this. Meaning that he's obedient. So this word, dana lahu yadinu. Deenan. Yani inqada lahu wa khada'a lahu. خَضَعَ لَهُ مِنْهِ he surrendered وَأَطَاعَهُ and he obeyed him. And this is the linguistic aspect of this word deen. It's used in this manner. Also, it would be say, for example, دَانَ بِكَذَا فُلَان دَانَ بِكَذَا يَنِي دِيَانَةً أَوْ يَدِينُ بِهِ فَهُوَ دِينُهُ نَعْمَ that he any. For example, sometimes the ulama, they have a difference of opinion in issues. And if a believer, he finds the proof to be strong in one particular issue, then he will follow that position as a deen. For example, maybe an individual will read the evidences of the obligation of a niqab. And then after reading the evidences of the obligation of the niqab, or looking at the statements of the ulama, they find that the evidence for wearing the niqab is an obligation. So then he will say, أَدِينُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِأَنَّ النِّقَابَ وَاجِبٌ. نعم. أَدِينُ اللَّهَ بِهِ. أَدِينُ اللَّهَ بِهِ. يعني I believe in this action, and I worship Allah, and I take this belief as a deen. As a deen. أَدِينُ اللَّهَ بِهِ. أدين الله به, يعني to be as a deen and as a religion. نعم. يعني this is ديانة. الديانة. الديانة is religious, or to religiosity. نعم. So the word deen, it has these meanings. يعني I submit and surrender to Allah with this, and I believe that this is the correct position. أدين الله به. نعم. والدين الدين حقا هو الإسلام. Huwa al-Islam, the true religion, as has preceded, huwa al-Islam. And a person will say, wa ana qaddintu bihi hamdulillah, wa lillahi alhamd. I have taken Islam as my deen, and I have taken al-Islam as my deen, wa lillahi alhamd, wa lillahi alhamd. Also from the meanings of the word deen, as I mentioned before, al-jaza'u wa mukafa'a. You say, dintuhu bi fi'lihi, furan fa'ala kada. أو أساء فدنته بفعله دينا that I يعني جزيته به جزيته به that you use this word like this meaning I recompensed him for his action دنته بفعله I recompensed him for his deed I recompensed him for his deed this understanding likewise in the Fatiha مالكي يوم الدين مالكي يوم الدين what is being referred to here the deen the word deen here it means الجزاء والحساب مَالِكِ يَوْمْ الدِّينِ يعني the day of judgment and accountability. The day of judgment and accountability. So the word deen, it has many meanings. From them, الْجَزَاءُ وَالْحِسَابُ أَوْ الْمُكَافَأَةُ يعني accountability. Accountability and reckoning. نعم. وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ How will you know what is the day of deen? يعني يوم الحساب ويوم الجزاء. نعم. The day of reckoning and accountability. Also from this word ad-deen, dana yadinu, din, deen and wadiyanatan. From this same word is derived one of the lofty and beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is referring back to that first principle by knowing your Lord. From the ways that we know Allah Azza wa Jal. From the ways that we know Allah Azza wa Jal is from His names and attributes. And from His beautiful and lofty names and attributes, الديان الديان سبحانه وتعالى الديان الذي يدين الناس ويجازيهم بأعمالهم ويحاسبهم على فعلهم وقولهم He is the one الديان سبحانه وتعالى الديان The one who takes people to account and he holds them and reckons them for their deeds, for their statements and their actions. الديان بمعنى المجازي والمحاسب It has been narrated in Al-Musnad lil Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala that there's a long narration in the end of it Allah Azza wa Jalla he mentioned that and after the people they will come with no clothing and they will come with uncircumcised and they will come with no shoes and they will come with nothing bare on the day of resurrection and Allah Azza wa Jalla will say ana al-maliku ana al-dayyan ana al-maliku ana al-dayyan I am the king it will be said to the people whenever they are resurrected with no clothing on just as the day that they were born with no shoes on uncircumcised with nothing from the dunya with them ana al-maliku ana al-dayyan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he will say to the people I am the king and I am the reckoner I am the king and I am the reckoner Allahu akbar Allahu akbar Allahu akbar Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned also about this meaning, yani the word deen, so that we understand, yani this deen, this is our deen and our way of life. And this is our creed and this is our belief. This is our tawheed. Also, we are going to be held accountable for this deen. And this deen is based upon this deen, and our actions likewise are based upon this deen, and that all will be taken into account on the day of deen, yawm ad-deen. And who will take us into account? Ad-Dayyan Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So a believer, he gets ready to meet that day. And to meet his Lord on that day, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah, he says, يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. يَوْمَئِذٍ يعني يوم القيامة, يوم الدين. يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Allah on that day, He will recompense them in full their true deen. What does that mean? يعني حسابهم, حسابهم الحق, meaning their reckoning, meaning their reckoning, meaning their reckoning. Now, likewise, in this meaning, it has been narrated by Al-Imam Ahmed. He has a book called Az-Zuhd, a book called Az-Zuhd. And he narrated with his chain to Abi Qilabata, rahimahallahu ta'ala. He narrates on Abi Ad-Darda, radiyallahu anhu. Abu Darda, he says, radiyallahu anhu, al-birru la yabla, that piety and righteousness is never wasted or goes away. وَالْإِثْمُ لَا يُنْسَى, and sins, they will never be forgotten. وَالْدَيَّانُ لَا يَنَامُ, وَالْدَيَّانُ لَا يَنَامُ, and الدَّيَّانُ, he never sleeps. The righteous deeds, they will not go to waste, or go away, or be neglected. And the sins, they will not be forgotten. And Allah Azza wa Jal, الدَّيَّانُ, the reckoner, He does not sleep. He does not sleep. Allah, He mentioned in His book, أحصاه الله ونسوء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Nothing, no sleep or slumber takes Him. And the people, they forgot their deeds, but Allah Azza wa Jal, He has recorded them. And they are enumerated and they are numbered with Him. أحصاه الله ونسوء. Allah Azza wa Jal has recorded them. And He knows very well of their actions, and they forgot them. And they forgot them. But Allah Azza wa Jal, الديان لا ينام. Naam. So then Abu Ad-Darda, he says, فَكُنْ كَمَا شِئْتَ, so do what you like, or be as you like. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ, as you, this is the evidence here, a shahid from mentioning this narration, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ, and this is a statement that is from Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ, yani, your good deeds will not be neglected and your sins will not be forgotten. And at the end, the reckoner, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He does not sleep. So do what you like. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ, أي كَمَا تُجَازِ, يعني بمعنى يعني أنت تُجَازَ بِفِعْلِكَ بِحَسَبِ مَا عَمِلْتَ, and according to the actions that you do, that's how you will be taken into account. The one who does good deeds, then he will be held accountable and reckoned accordingly to the good that he has done. And the one who has done evil, then likewise, then he will be held accountable and he will be reckoned in the same manner. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. So this is the meaning of the word deen, to surrender and to submit and to obey and to be held, to be obedient and to comply and to be submissive and to surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal in obedience. This is even from the linguistic aspect of the deen, the word deen. And the deen of Islam, this is that understanding, this is that understanding, the understanding of submission and surrender and humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'rifatu deen al-Islami bil adilla. Ma'rifatu deen al-Islami bil adilla. Still looking at the linguistic aspect of this word deen, the word deen, before going into the detailed meaning or the legislative meaning or the Islamic meaning, the word deen in general, it is in reference. The ulama, they mention, هو كل ما يتقرب بها عبد إلى معبود. So, a deen, or the word deen, in general, it means everything that the servant will do in order to draw near to something that he worships. And in the general meaning. يعني هو كل ما يتقرب به عبد إلى معبود إلى معبود, to anything. So somebody who worships, for example, idols, that idol worship, يعني عبادة الأصنام, هذا دين لهم, that's their deen. And those who worship the angels, هذا دين, this is a deen. نعم, and those who worship the prophets even, حوذ بالله, all of this is shirk, and these are أديان باطلة, these are deens that are falsehood, no doubt, but they're considered deen, that's their way. That's their way. Those who ibad, ya'budun al-anbiya wa malaika, hadha deenun lahum. نعم وعبادة الله وحده لا شريك له هو الدين الحق وهو دين نعم. So to whatever somebody takes as their worship and the means that they use to worship in general, this is considered deen. In a general aspect, this is considered a deen for them. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says about the kafirun, for the Prophet to say to the disbelievers, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَدِيَ دِينَ. I don't worship what you worship and you don't worship what I worship. And I will never worship what you worship and I don't worship the way that you worship and you don't worship the way that I worship. And we worship with ikhlas. A believer, a Muslim worships with ikhlas and they worship with shirk. With shirk. And we worship Allah alone and they worship idols and stones and things that they have made up and given names in falsehood. But in the end, Allah, He says, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِي دِينِي. You have your deen, يعني عبادة الأسلام والملائكة والأنبياء و. And I have my deen, عبادة الله وحده سبحانه وتعالى. نعم, so then in general, the word deen is in reference to this, يعني that whatever the servant he worships, in the way that he worships, in the manner that he worships his God or his object of worship, this is considered a deen. But whenever the word deen is used in the absolute sense, or it's just mentioned like this, a deen, then what is in reference to now is the specific meaning. Is the specific meaning. If we mention for deen al-mushriqeen, afwan, deen al-mushriqeen, we're talking about adyan al-bathira, deen al-yahud. We know this is deen un-bathirun. Deen al-nasara, hadha deen un-bathirun. Bathirun, falsehood. But we attribute to it like that, and we mention it like that. But whenever the word ad-deen is mentioned, just the word deen by itself, this is in reference to al-Islam, and in general. And whenever the word deen is used in this absolute sense, without restriction, then what is being referred to, the ulama, they mention, هو ما شرع الله وبعث به الأنبياء. And the word deen, whenever we are ad-deen, عند الإطلاق, فهو المراد به ما شرعه الله وبعث به الأنبياء والرسل. That which Allah has legislated and that which He has sent His prophets and messengers with. This is deen. This is deen. The deen, what is the true deen? What is the deen whenever it's understood in the proper meaning and in the general sense, the correct understanding, the true deen? It is that what Allah has legislated and that which Allah has sent with His prophets. And what did the prophets come with? They came with deen. What were the messengers sent with? They were sent with deen. What deen? Deen al-haq. What is that deen? Deen al-islam. Deen al-islam. Deen al-islam. Naam? So, the ulama, they mention again about a deen. Deen al-islam. Now we're talking about the specific deen, the deen of al-islam, the true deen, the only deen that is accepted and correct, and the deen that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is deen al-islam. And the ulama, they mention beneficial points about this understanding of deen, deen al-islam, and that it has two meanings. There's a general meaning and there's a specific meaning. The general meaning of al-islam, this is the definition that the author, he has mentioned. And this general meaning of al-islam, this is the Islam that all of the prophets came with, from the first of them to the last of them, alayhi salatu wassalam. If one were to ask, what was the deen of Nuh alayhi salam? Well, before that we could say, Adam alayhi salam. What is the deen of Adam? The answer is al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed wal-inqiyad. Ma'adha kana alayhi Adam alayhi salam wa zawjatu? الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. What was Nuh عليه السلام upon and his people? What did he call to? الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. After that, whenever Ibrahim came, what was he upon? Ibrahim ما كان يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. What was he upon? عليه الصلاة والسلام على استسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. دين الإسلام. After that, many of the prophets came. After that, many of the prophets came in succession, one after the other. Musa and Harun, and also Yaqub and the likes of the prophets that have come all the way to Isa, and then to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. from the beginning of them all the way to Isa alayhi salam, كلهم كانوا على الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. All of them were upon this, surrendering and submitting to Allah with monotheism, with tawheed. With tawheed, the tawheed that we have studied before. Tawheed al-rububiyya, tawheed al-uluhiyya, tawheed al-asma'i wa sifat. كلهم كانوا على ذلك, على التوحيد. Nam, they were all upon a tawheed. وَلِنْقِيَادُ اللَّهُ بِالطَّاعَةِ. And they all were upon obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, and submission and surrender and compliance to His command, and staying away from His prohibition, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were all also upon أَبَرَّاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ. Being free from shirk and its people. This is the general meaning of al-Islam. All of the prophets, they were upon this Islam. All of the prophets, they were Muslims. And the only deen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the time of Adam all the way until the resurrection, there's no deen whatsoever ever accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla except for the deen of al-Islam. And that general understanding of al-Islam, that's the definition the author he has mentioned. All of the prophets were upon this way. All of the prophets were upon this way. The specific meaning of al-Islam after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now this is the specific meaning of al-Islam. This is the meaning. So now the specific meaning of al-Islam, huwa ma ja'a bihi an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma ja'a bihi an-nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadha huwa al-Islam. Naam, and everything before that, because although that foundation of al-Islam is the same, that all of them were upon al-istislamu lillahi bil-tawheed wal-qiyadu lahu bil-ta'a wal-bara'atu min al-shirki wa ahlihi, but the legislations from one prophet to the other and from one book to the next, they differed. The legislation, the halal and the haram, that which is permissible and impermissible, this all differed from prophet to the next until the legislation and the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jalla was completed and perfected with the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the specific meaning of al-Islam, huwa ma ja'a bihi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, this general meaning has been mentioned from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith collected by al-Imam Muslim. It's been narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr al-As radiyallahu anhuma. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌّ قَبْرِي إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَدُلَّ أُمَّتَهُ عَلَى خَيْرِ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ وَيُنْذِرَهُمْ شَرَّ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily there has never been a prophet that has come before me except for it was a right upon him to lead his ummah to the good that he knows for them and to warn them of the evil that he knows for him. And there is no doubt, ولا شك ولا ريب أن أعظم خير على الإطلاق هو توحيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. And the greatest khair and the best of and the greatest of the good is the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. So all of the prophets, it was a right upon them to lead the people to the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and to warn them from the associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been narrated from Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. He mentioned, وَقَدْ أَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ الرُّسُلِ وَأَنْزَلَ جَمِيعَ الْكُتُبِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ الَّذِي هُوَ عِبَادَةُ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, رحمه الله, that verily Allah, he has sent all of the messengers. You need to establish this this meaning and this understanding and mention some of the narrations of the Salaf or of the ulama of hadith, their understanding with regards to al-Islam. Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, rahimahullah, that Allah, he sent every single messenger and revealed all of the books with at-tawheed, with tawheed. And that is to worship Allah alone with no partners. That is to worship Allah alone with no partners. Naam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to clarify this. Allah, he says in his book, and we pay attention to this verse to understand. Allah, he mentioned the verse, we read it yesterday. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that verily the religion with Allah, it is al-Islam. The verily the religion with Allah, it is al-Islam. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. And that those people, truly the religion with Allah is al-Islam. And those who were given the scripture, meaning the Jews and the Christians, did not differ except out of mutual jealousy after knowledge had come to them. Nam, and whoever disbelieves in the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal, in His ayat, in His revelation, then verily Allah is swift in calling to account. So here we see that Allah, He clarified, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And the people of the book, they did not differ until the evidence came for them, until the knowledge came to them. So the deen, it didn't differ. The deen, it didn't differ, but rather the people who the deen came to, they differed. Naam, the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is one. The deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is one. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And the Jews and the Christians, when it came to them, they're the ones who differed. As for the deen, الدين لا يختلف. الدين واحد. الدين واحد لا يختلف ولا اختلاف فيه. The deen is only one. The only deen that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He accepts from the beginning of the creation, from the beginning until the end, from the first of the people to the last of them, is the deen of al-Islam. Is the deen of al-Islam. And the people, they're the ones who differed. The Jews, the deen of Islam came to them. Those who did not accept it and they did not surrender and submit, they're the ones who changed it. They're the ones who changed it. And they're the ones who differed, not the deen of Islam. And likewise the Christians. Naam? And likewise the Christians. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, and we read two more statements from the ulama, and we close inshaAllah. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, in the tafsir of the statement, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. That verily the religion of with Allah Azza wa Jal is al-Islam. That verily the religion with Allah Azza wa Jal, it is al-Islam. He says, هذا إخبار من الله تعالى بأنه لا دين عنده يقبله من أحد سوى الإسلام. This is, Allah is informing the creation, informing the people in this verse, in the deen and Allah al-Islam. Allah is informing the people in this verse that there is no deen with Him that He accepts other than Islam. No deen. And ever. Allah Azza wa Jal, He never accepted Christianity from nobody, from anyone. It was never accepted from them. Never. Judaism was never accepted from anybody. Idol worshiping has never been accepted from anybody from the beginning until the end of the time. Now the only deen that is ever accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator, is the one who has revealed, the deen that He has revealed, the deen that is revealed from the heavens and has come down. Naam, al-Islam. Not the deeds that have come from the earth. That. Naam, so he says, this religion that only Allah accepts is al-Islam. وَهُوَ اتِّبَاءُ الرُّسُلِ فِيمَا بَعَثَهُمَ اللَّهُ بِهِ فِي كُلِّ حِينٍ. Yani to summarize the meaning of al-Islam, that Allah Azza wa Jalla accepts and He does not accept other than that, it is that which the messengers have been sent with. Naam, وَهُوَ إِنِي al-Islam. هو اتباع الرسل. اتباع الرسل. Following the messengers. Following the messengers. فيما بعثهم الله به في كل حين. To follow the messengers that have been sent and that which they have been sent with and all throughout time. This is the true al-Islam. True al-Islam. حتى ختموا بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Until they were sealed. Any of those prophets? Until they were sealed with, or those messengers, until they were sealed with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alladhi sudda jami'u turuqi ilayhi illa min jihati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's no, after the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ibn Kathir, he mentioned that all of the paths leading to Allah, they're blocked. All of the pathways that go to Allah azza wa jalla, they're blocked, and the only way to get to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His pleasure, is from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the specific, or the general, again, the general meaning, this is clarification of what has preceded. Yani the general meaning of al-Islam is what all of the prophets have been sent with throughout the generations. And what was that? Who knows the answer? Al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed wal-qiyadu lahu bit-ta'a wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. And then all of those prophets, they were sealed. The seal came. They were sealed with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now all ways are cut off, and the only way to come to Allah azza wa jal and to His pleasure and to His Jannah is by the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the meaning of al-Islam now, the specific meaning. Now, after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the completion of the revelation and the perfection of the deen and the legislation, now that is al-Islam, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Kathir, he says, فَمَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ بَعْدَ بِعْثَتِهِ مُحَمَّدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم بِدِينٍ غَيْرِ شَرِيَتِهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُتَقَبَّلٍ. So whoever meets Allah Azza wa Jal after He sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a deen other than the legislation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it will never be accepted from him. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ. Now, we close with the last statement, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, of Ibn Qayyim, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He mentioned likewise about this verse, about the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. He says, فَدَلَّتِ الْآيَةُ عَلَى أَنَّ دِينَ جَمِيعِ أَنْبِيَائِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَأَتْبَائِهِمْ مِنْ أَوَّلِهِمْ إِلَى آخِرِهِمْ وَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِلَّهِ قَطْ وَلَا يَكُنُ لَهُ دِينٌ سِوَاهُ. قال أول الرسل نوح عليه السلام فإن توليتم فما سألتكم من أجر إن أجري إلا على الله وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين. Ibn Qayyim, he said about that statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, verily the deen with Allah is al-Islam. This verse is a proof that the deen of all of the prophets and all of the messengers and all of the followers of the prophets and messengers from the first of them to the last of them is Islam. And that there has never ever been another deen for Allah Azza wa Jal ever. And there will never be another deen. The only deen, the deen of al-Islam. Every other deen is falsehood. From the whenever it appeared until the day of judgment, whoever comes with a deen other than that deen, the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a deen of falsehood. And then he mentioned in the statement of the very first messenger, Nuh alayhi salam, what did he say? فَإِنْتَ وَلَيْتُ, when he called his people, if you turn away, then I'm not asking you for any reward. My reward is only with Allah. And in my hope for, I hope for the reward not from you, but only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَأُمِرُتُ, the first messenger. What did he say? Nuh alayhi salam, وَأُمِرُتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I have been commanded to be from the Muslims. So here we see the deen of Islam is the deen of all of the messengers. The deen of Islam is the deen of all of the prophets. مَعْرِفَةُ دِينَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ وهو الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. بإذن الله تعالى, in the next class, we will finish the discussion about the issue of all of the prophets and messengers are Muslims. يعني جميع الأنبياء والرسل كانوا مسلمين ودينهم واحد وهو الإسلام That the religion of all of the prophets is at Islam from the first of them to the last of them. And some proofs from the Quran with regards to that, and some statements of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to this issue to clarify, and so that a believer can be upon proof and evidence with regards to his deen, and ya'rifa islamahu bi adillatihi, that he will know his Islam with the proofs. Naam, hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.